Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music experience. Today we have Amy and Nick of Post Paradise, and they are going to play a few songs for us and talk about their live show and whatnot. The first song they're going to play is called Kill It.
Mm-hmm. Away we go.
Yep.
And phased out. I see them on the way down. The words are all the same now. Take it all on faith. Well, I tell you to your face, I've never had the patience for throwing sense away on a wishing well. Taught me to live in the moment. Put your feet down and own it. Live your life before it's over. I promise as long as you know me, you'll never be lonely. You're my one and only, only. Once more, I never had the time. Working towards a big score, climbing to the top floor. And it's this reality that gets me moving finally. Never thought that I would be the one to make the most of what's inside of me. You taught me to live in the moment. Put your feet down and own it. Live your life before it's over. I promise as long as you know me, you'll never be lonely. You're my one and only, only.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. We just heard Post Paradise's song, Kill It. And if you like what you just heard, you're in luck, because they'll be playing a show at Hody's Half Note this February 15th. And we're giving away tickets right here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. All you have to do to get the tickets is answer this question via text. When was Post Paradise's first show? What year was that? Whoa. Just text in at 970-491-5278, and you'll get a free pair of tickets. How awesome is that?
It's so convenient. Look at that.
Very convenient. Yep.
Well, okay. Thanks for having us out.
Yeah, thanks for playing. That was great. Okay.
Thanks.
So, yeah, thanks for being here. And your show is February 15th. And for anyone, like, interested in going to this specific show, mm-hmm. do you want to, like, give them a little bit of insight into what's going to be going down?
Yeah, totally. So this is, so I'm Nick. This is Amy from Post Paradise.
Hello.
We've been doing a February, like, it's my birthday on February 14th. So we do a show every year around that, whatever Friday we can find closest to that date. And they've kind of been, it's like one of our most fun in-town shows of the year for me personally.
Yeah.
Because I find bands that I want to play with, and then we book them. And then we play, and it's a whole lot of fun. So this year we've got Stella Luce, who've been friends of ours for a very long time in town. And then we have the Trujillo Company, which is out of Denver, and they've never played Fort Collins before. And we did a bunch of shows with them last year in Denver and stuff like that. Got to be buddies with them, so we're bringing them up. And then we'll be playing. So.
Awesome. Yeah. The last couple of years, I've gotten a lot of people to dress like Nick because he always dresses same. So people can wear plaid or...
Is that hat you're wearing signature right now?
Pretty much, yeah. And it's usually a plaid sort of a shirt, but yeah.
Plaid shirt, beard,
just changing it up
hat.
Today. We've had people draw in beards. It's pretty funny.
Really? That is hilarious. Oh, my God.
The first year, I had no idea. Like, Amy just messaged a whole bunch of people, and then everybody showed up. I was like,
that's great. And I also heard you guys partnered with Jackie's Java to make your own coffee. Do you want to disclose the name really quick?
This is the big international announcement for the whole world.
First official, yes. Amy. So we will be releasing Roast Paradise coffee.
That's genius.
Mm-hmm. We went to Jackie's Java place, and she brewed up a whole bunch of different things, and we kind of mixed and, you know, did the blend that we thought would be
It's awesome. Delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like light and dark, and it's super caffeinated, and it's kind of funny. I mean, to come full circle, like this whole segment you had like sponsored by Blasting Room, like that's where we're recording right now,
the
new record. And, you know, coffee's the lifeblood of any studio and band. So we thought, what better collaboration? Get our own brew.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
And we'll be selling it at the...
At the
show at February 15th.
We'll have Post Paradise mugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jackie's going to be there with a big thing of coffee.
I'm guessing this will also be available online.
Probably.
Like later?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. On our website, probably.
It's like down to the wire. Like we're going to get everything probably next week.
I mean, this is like really new too.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah. Well,
what gave you that idea to do coffee? Just because you like coffee?
We love coffee.
Yeah, we drink a lot of it. Yeah. The Descendants, who owns one member owns the Blasting Room. They have a blend through Jackie's Java too.
So. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
We've been joking about it for like a year and sarcastically calling it Rose Paradise, but it's happening.
We message Jackie. She's like, of course, let's do this. We're like, yes. So.
She's adorable. She's so excited and she's awesome.
She's a caffeine dealer.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and like the show you guys are doing, you coordinated this all yourself, like who's going to play and what's going to happen. Awesome. And do you guys normally have a light show?
Mm-hmm.
Is that also going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you guys coordinate that yourself too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
we kind of have our own thing that we travel with. And like, we're trying to use it only at like shows when we're headlining like real big shows, that kind of thing. Make it
takes
special.
A minute to set up. So.
Yeah. And it's also like there's a lot of programming that goes in because it's all like synchronized to our shows and stuff like that. But it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing a lot of new songs. We've been working on a new record for a while.
A year almost.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah,
so. And you're going to play a new song later.
Yes.
We are. Yeah.
That's awesome. But right now, we're going to get back to the music. But first... What year was Post Paradise's first show? If you know the answer to this question, you can text it at 970-491-5278 and you'll win a free pair of tickets to this amazing show we just heard about.
Get your tickets.
Again, the number is 970-491-5278. But again, back to the music. The next song Post Paradise will be performing live is Ghost in the Airwaves.
Mm-hmm. An old one.
Steps up inside my head as I walk to the radio beside my bed. If the ghost in the airwaves isn't really there, then why do I remember everything it said? My dreams are my own. I wonder. Have to know it'll haunt me forever. Another morning, and I can tell it's taking hold of me. out of the speakers and straight into my ears. It travels the frequencies. If the ghost in the airwaves isn't real at all, then I wanna remember where the dreams are gone. Where the dreams are gone. My dreams are my own. I wonder if ever I'm sleeping alone, but it won't make it better. I just have to know. After, will it lead you to disaster? Call it something, make it what you want it to be. Cause you know exactly what comes after, and you're scared of all the laughter. Making up for secrets that were taken away. Dreams are my own. I wonder if ever I'm sleeping alone, but it won't make it better. I just have to know it'll haunt me forever.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for information about the recording, mixing, and mastering services.
Yeah.
We just heard Ghost in the Airwaves by local band Post Paradise. Thanks for playing that. That was super fun.
Thank you.
And this song is from an older album, but at your show, February 15th, are you guys going to focus on new songs or old songs or a mix of both?
We've got a pretty good mix, yeah. It was kind of fun. Like, I just put a random set together that we rehearsed last night, just kind of see. We always just dive in and try a set out and see, like, well, that doesn't work, or try this, move this around. But we ended up kind of in a really good spot. We did some ones we haven't played in a while, and then a bunch of new ones. And so it's a good spread,
nice.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And switching subjects a little bit. Yeah. You guys are like pretty unique for a rock band because you guys have a cello, which we heard courtesy of Amy. So I was just wondering, like, what are some of the difficulties of incorporating such a delicate instrument into like a rock song?
It used to be harder because today I'm using an acoustic cello. Mm. And if you want to see, we're streaming live on our Facebook. If you want to look
yes.
Post Paradise up on Facebook. And KCSU is streaming live too, right?
We are. A lot of live streaming going on.
So many choices.
Love it.
But I used to use an acoustic cello, and because it's so loud and there's so much bass on stage that the body of the cello is really big, it would cause feedback issues and I couldn't hear myself. And so over the years, we kind of figured out I needed an in-ear monitor thing. So I have headphones that I play with so I can hear myself and be in tune. And then a few years ago, I switched over to an electric cello, and it's awesome. It takes away like 90% of the weird things that would come up. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It helps with the mixing too, because a lot of times it's like, you know, there's guitars, there's bass, there's mm-hmm. cymbals and drums and everything's loud. And, and so it is like a full rock thing. And then to get the cello like to cut through that, you'd have to be really loud. And that just ended up being tough with the acoustic. Yeah. But with the electric now, it's super.
That's awesome.
And she can like run a bunch of pedals and stuff too. So.
And I had only played classically before I joined Post Paradise. So it was a learning curve for me to play anything but that and write my own stuff. But it's been really fun. It's been.
Yeah. That's crazy. And how did that like come to be part of your band? Like, was that just always?
Yeah, it was just like a thing. I was like, well, I want to start a band and just for fun and see where it goes. And rather than do a second guitar, I was like, let me look for cello. Let's see what
cello.
Happens here. Yeah. And sure enough, it's like, here we are all these years later. Like, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And you guys were talking about, like, local artists like Stella Lustre and all that. And I know that you guys were featured on Spokesbuzz Volume 2 and 3. Like, that's an album with, like, local artists. That's, like, a throwback question. But I was just wondering, because I really like that album.
Yeah.
Because it sports, like, local music, and I'm really into that. But Do you think there's like any chance of something like that happening in the future, like a collaborative album?
I mean, Spokesbuzz was such a high point in Phil Collins' music when they were around. It was like a good 6 or 7 years that they were doing things like that, and I think they put out 6 compilations over the course of the running.
Oh, really?
Of it.
But, that's crazy.
It definitely. So that's actually the Danny Grant who owns the Mishawaka. She was the one that kind of spearheaded Spokesbuzz and put that all together and just like did so much work for it. And she still does. She has like the Mission Booster stuff, and they do a bunch of grants for local music and everything.
That's awesome.
So still very involved, just kind of in a different offshoot.
In a different way.
Yeah. But that said, I mean, I would love for Spokesbuzz or a similar compilation type thing.
I would imagine you guys like met a lot of new artists by doing that.
It was like music family. Yeah. It was such a good few years that we were involved in that.
And it was just like a focused thing. Yeah, because you go to the Spokesbuzz meetings and it's just all the bands that are in it.
That
and
so sounds so
we met
fun.
Everybody like right at once, and just your network is expanded so quickly.
Yeah.
Like it was fantastic. That's and those awesome. Discs are great too, because it's like, hey, check it out. This is a snapshot of, you know, what is like, 8 or 9 bands and what was going on in 2013.
Local scene.
Or
I know. Yeah. I know. Super cool. I personally also would enjoy something like that in the future. Yeah. But like not saying you guys have to coordinate that. I was just wondering how like your experience
was.
It
sounds like the kind of thing we'd do though. go crazy.
Yeah, it just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to your show. We are about to get back to the music, but guess what? We need answers. Specifically to the question, what year was Post Paradise's first show? If you answer this question, you will win free tickets to their amazing show at Hody's on February 15th.
It's a Friday. No excuses.
No excuses. And there's coffee. You can't be tired.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's Friday night, 3 really fun bands, and
you're not going to be tired. You're going to be caffeinated, and you're going to be hyped.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And you might also have free tickets if you text in at 970-491-5278. Again, 970-491-5278. What year was Post Paradise's first show?
Whoever answers this gets like extra fan points, because I'm in the band and I'm like questioning. Because I know when we became a band.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what month we played our first show.
I can tell you the day.
Yeah. He knows everything we've ever done.
Well, hopefully our listeners know too, because we need answers, people. Anyways, coming up next is an acoustic version of Post Paradise's song, 3 Cheers.
This is a brand new one, so this is not even released yet.
Exciting.
Yeah.
The cello parts aren't even written yet.
And maybe you'll hear it at the show. I don't even know. Maybe. Anything could happen.
Three cheers for lonely years, the past is here to stay. False starts and broken hearts made us who we are. for lonely years, the past is here to stay. False starts and broken hearts made us who we are today. Starts and broken hearts made us who we are today.
Hey. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. Guess what, guys? Somebody texted in the right answer.
Who was it?
How exciting. I don't have their name yet.
Dang it.
That's
but
awesome.
Thank you.
I bet they're excited because I am.
I hope.
And it was 2009
you.
For everyone
Yay.
Who
That's
wants
what
to
I
know.
Too.
Nice. You know your own stuff. Good job.
Do.
January 8th.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Lion's Lair.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so we became a band in 2008?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I know.
Oh, I was wrong.
No. Yeah, you answered my email in like August. And then we
2008.
And then we put out demos in like November.
He says email. It was on MySpace.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
We started with Craigslist, couldn't find anybody. And I was just like, well, here we go. Typing Fort Collins and cello.
Yeah.
That's so random. Mm-hmm.
It was between me and a girl who was super into Metallica.
Wait, so you just like MySpaced her and then you guys formed a band?
I literally typed in Fort Collins and cello and two people
guys...
came up and I emailed two
That's
people
crazy.
And then yeah, she was just like, yeah, I'll audition in your creepy basement playing cello and now it was.
And now you guys are married. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. Kind of funny
Who
how
knew?
That works, yeah.
And you have a kitten, which we were talking about earlier.
Just got
so much
a
progression. Wow. Yep. Really? Wow, okay, that's awesome. Okay, so I already mentioned you guys, your show, for the lucky person who won, it is on February 15th. At Hody's Half Note, and the doors open at 8 p.m. And for people who did not get the free ticket, sorry, but the tickets are just $10, so now you know.
And we have pre-sales, so you can message us.
Awesome.
Yep. We
yeah.
Limited amount, but yeah, it's nice because they'll give us physical pre-sales without the like online fees and stuff like that. So they're just the straight $10. And then I think it's $12 at the door.
Sounds right.
On the day of, yeah.
And then the show starts at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. And that song you just played was like a new song.
Yeah, yes. Brand new.
Which is awesome, too.
So it'll be, we're about halfway, well, we're a little more than halfway through recording the new record. So we have to do the cello and vocals, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we mix it, and then...
I'm the main holdup.
But we've taken so much time like writing the songs and rewriting the songs and getting rid of that song, adding a new song, rewriting that one and rewriting them again. And now it's like it's finally to a point where we're feeling really good about everything. So we're... We don't want to rush it still.
Yes. Yeah,
same.
I was going to ask, like, do you have any expectation of, like...
My goal is early, I mean, before summer, if we can beat summer so we can have it for sale at, like, festivals and stuff like that, that would be really cool, because we're starting to book out the rest of the year. Like, it's emails are happening.
That's
People are
exciting.
Contacting, like, can you do this day? Can you do that day? Like,
yeah.
I think so, but we're in the studio, and
A lot of stuff
so
going on.
Yeah, and we're trying to book some, like, tour stuff, too, but
oh, nice.
We need, you know, 4 or 5 months out to do most of that, since we book it all ourselves, and so it's just, like... Once we know the record release date, then we can book out the next 18 months of our lives.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, why stop there?
Oh, my God. Okay, is there anything else you guys want to, like, tell the Fort Collins community about, like, your music or any side projects or anything?
Oh, man, what else do we want to say? I mean, I always take a little bit of extra time just to thank the music scene, because you can't have a great scene without people that come to shows and...
Yeah.
You know, and it's college true. Radio stations that let us come in here and take up your valuable time
no,
to
it's fine.
Talk about our
so fun.
Our things we need to promote. but yeah, so Post Paradise has a new record coming out in a couple months, and we have a show on February 15th, and we have Roast Paradise, our coffee collaboration with the wonderful Jackie's Java, and yeah.
That's it.
That's about
Great.
All for now. There'll be more next time.
For now. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming. That was so fun.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks for listening to The Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thank you, Jaunt, for this lovely outro music, and thank you for supporting college radio.